Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Thursday morning. Well, nice job by the Phils. Impressive win yesterday. Quality win. Well-played baseball. I mean, there were some miscues, but for the most part, a game where they pitched and they hit.
And Lizardo!
Yeah, credit to Lizardo,
looked
credit to Boehm.
Sweet.
Yeah, you know, it's two in a row. It's not pom-pom's time yet, but
But he fixed what ailed him.
Listen,
and he's
clearly
no longer tipping.
Clearly. So that was a good, real good step yesterday. We'll get into it and take your reaction, 215-592-9494. Obviously, want to hear from you in particular if you were with us at the game yesterday. Saw so many of our listeners, and it was very gratifying and fun to hang with so many of you. Also, the Eagles, the offseason, obviously, you know, they're now in that phase where they start looking toward training camp in 6 weeks. We're going to look back to the season that was and the reaction to the Super Bowl, primarily through the lens of the nation and how we sense they reacted to our squad winning a Super Bowl, which, frankly, I thought the Eagles got underchanged in that process. So we'll talk about it all with you at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich!
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
It was a fun day.
It really was. Yeah.
The TV face of the Marlboro man.
Marlboro man, yeah, sure.
They never smoked. He was not a smoker himself.
But he died of lung cancer.
He was never a smoker. Okay. He was hired for the job after being seen in a photo with his friend, John Wayne.
Oh, how about that?
And hired on the spot. Hey, you look rugged. You want to, you know, yeah, pretend like you're smoking?
Be on the billboards.
Be the Marlboro man?
I remember that, man. I mean, not when he was hired, but I remember that. Those billboards were around
for a long time.
I don't think I've seen it in a long time.
Well, they can't anymore. They're not allowed, right?
Why not? They still advertise. You know, smoking's still advertised.
No, not like that, dude. Yeah, you're.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
You can't have a mask.
I know they can't do Camel Joe anymore. Really? Like all that stuff's not allowed anymore. Yeah, they changed the laws.
That's odd, but fair enough.
The original Marlboro man who did not smoke was so principled that he eventually quit being the Marlboro man, even though he didn't smoke.
Look at him.
Because his kids would ask him, hey, why do you represent this company that you don't really use their product?
How about that?
So he hung up his fake Stetson after 12 years of being the Marlboro
man. Pretty good. All right, look, that's a great fact. So let's get to it today, guys. Obviously, Phils, you know, bring it to the table. Again, it was really great being with so many of you yesterday at the game and seeing Lizardo pitch the way he did and Boehm hit the way he did. So hopefully they can keep this going. Now, look, the Mets won. They're still 5 games back, but the Phils gained a little bit of wild card space. So quality day for the Phillies. Quality day, and we enjoyed being a part of it. You can join us today.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And we'll detail all the stuff with all the listeners. 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Eagles here, right out of the gate. So it's been 4 months since the Super Bowl. And it's been like, I don't know, 8.5, 9 months since the Eagles season started. I don't think I have to remind you what happened. They had a dominant regular season, had some contention in there, you know, started kind of odd. But once they got on a roll, they got on a big roll, and they absolutely, in a way that is rare in modern football, decimated two teams at the end. They absolutely destroyed Washington in the NFC Championship game, and obviously Kansas City in the Super Bowl. And Saquon Barkley and Ross Tucker, both in recent weeks, have talked about what's up with the Eagles not getting more acclaim. Now, I want to drill down today on this concept. Do you agree with Saquon and Ross, and by the way, if you do, and with me, because I agree with them, that the 2024 Eagles, simply on a national level, have not gotten proper respect and acclaim for the unbelievable accomplishment of how they did it. It wasn't just that they won the Super Bowl. It was how they did it. It was how dominant they were. Listen to Saquon Barkley a couple weeks ago. He was on with that podcast with Cooper DeJean and Reed Blankenship. Listen to what Saquon said.
I firmly believe when you look at our team that we had last year, I think we're a top five team of all time. And I tell my boys this all the time. Like, if you really look at the season outside of the first four games, like, it was belt to ass. How dominant you guys were on defense and how dominant we were on offense and special team. Yeah. People don't realize how great of a team that actually was.
All right, so, John, do you agree with Saquon that the Eagles got shortchanged in the process of, you know, post-Super Bowl national discussion? And it's so, and it goes for everyone. 215-592-9494. Do you agree with him? And why do you think the Eagles got shortchanged? John, your thoughts.
Yeah, I do. I do agree with him. When you go back, well, it's easy to forget. Go back to the box score. Yep. Man, the first three quarters of that game, they had six. We had what?
40.
14. No, hold on. I'm talking about after three quarters. We had 14-24. Yeah, we were way up there. 17-24, 34-6 after three quarters. Feels more like the finals, more like the result, more than the 40-22 final score.
Yeah, 40-6 is how the game felt.
34-6 feels more accurate. It was such a drubbing, such a complete thumping. And that was, let's go back to the 55.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
I have to 23
right.
NFC Championship game against where we beat the Commies as well. Dominant finish, like the 85 Bears hung on the Patriots. What were they, 46-10, I think?
46-10, yeah.
That it felt similar. And I didn't feel like in the follow-up it was celebrated in the same way. We should be respected. I believe we are respected. I just hope it's respected like the 85 Bears respected.
Yeah, and it's not. And John, it's not.
Is it not?
It's not.
I look at the big when you look at the big picture, like, okay, this upcoming year for the Super Bowl odds and things like that, we're in a cluster for the second best odds for the Super Bowl behind just the Bills. That feels like respect.
No, you're conflating issues here. Here's the bottom line, guys.
No, my point is they're giving us the respect of, hey, that's the team that won it last year, so we're going to doff our caps to them.
Yeah,
that's what teams do every year. It doesn't feel real enough for the display, the butt-whooping, the thumping that they put out there at the end of last season.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really fascinated and curious to hear what everyone listening right now, what you think. Do you agree with the contention Eagles were shortchanged, and if so, why? Now, let me just frame it this way. So all these like ESPN shows and NFL Network shows, I watch some. I mean, most I don't. Some are nauseating, frankly. But I, you know, like anybody, I consume a lot of stuff, and a lot of it also comes to me on social media. You know, even if I don't see something live, you see these clips on social media. So you get enough over time to get a feel of what's being said out there. And I'm telling you, over the last 4 months, I haven't seen anybody on a national level have a conversation about, are the Eagles amongst the best teams in football history or modern football history? Like, zero. How many times have I seen it? Zero. Now, look, the best that I've seen, I mean, I'll tell you some of the best. Obviously, the 85 Bears, John referenced it. I didn't see the 70 Steelers. We know they were incredibly dominant. They won four in a row. They had, like, 37 Hall of Famers. We know there was the 72 Dolphins. They were undefeated. We know there were teams in more modern times, like the Cowboys under Jimmy Johnson, the 49ers, both the
Ravens team. That
yeah,
had
they
that
didn't have an offense. They didn't have an, the 40,
there was no offense to speak of. 40, I'm telling Broncos you, I thought my teams. Team was better
Broncos
than that
were good,
team.
But Montana and Rice's 49ers with Lott, the Steve Young team that destroyed the Chargers in the Super Bowl. I mean, there have been some hellacious teams. By the way, I think Seattle was probably the best team in the last, you know, 15, 20 years until the Eagles. That Seattle group that had a number one ranked defense. See, here's the thing, guys. Eagles had a number one ranked defense. They had an offense with all sorts of players. They had a 10-game winning streak. They had a 10-game winning streak. They destroyed teams in the playoffs. They destroyed the last two. And the other and Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid's Chiefs couldn't get the ball past the 50-yard line until deep in the third quarter.
23 first-half yards.
Yeah. And, like, somehow all these shows – now, let me give you my reasons, at least as I see it. Now, I'm curious how you size it up, your thoughts, 215-592-9494. Here are my reasons of why, as I perceive it. I'm gonna lump two together in one. I think some of it's going to come back on me in an ironic way, but I'll say it. I think on a national level, there is a lack of belief or respect for both Hurts and Sirianni. That combination is not viewed as the heft, you know, obviously, of like Mahomes and Reed. It's just not. Just not. Okay, that's number one, putting them together. Number two, these are my theories. Tell me if you agree or disagree. Number two, I think there is some... on a national level where people don't want to just push the Chiefs aside because of their accomplishments in recent years. Like, they had one, two in a row. And I think sometimes people are like, you know what? I don't want to crown this other squad as greater because the Chiefs have won more, which is true. And it reminds me, like, when the Sixers in 83 popped in. I'll use the word popped in. Beat the Lakers. Lakers won in 80. Lakers won in 82. Lakers, by the way, came back and won 85. Celtics are in there. And I think sometimes, like, when a team just pops in, even if it's the best in that group, they don't quite get the credit because you got like another squad or two, and the Chiefs have one more. I think that is a factor. I think the Eagles' defense was disrespected because it was misunderstood because the Eagles' best defensive players are all young, or if they weren't so young like Zach Bond, not known. Like, the four Eagles' best defenders, Jalen Carter, Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, and Zach Bond, I mean, until the Super Bowl...
No one saw them coming.
Most people in America have no clue who they are. So it's not like you have year-to-year excellence that it's understood. So I really think the defense was not... I don't think that the nation understood how good the defense was. I also think the Super Bowl final score twisted this conversation around. I mean, think of it this way. If 40-6 had been allowed to continue, first off, it could have just stood 40-6. Okay? Eagles could have kept their starters in. Maybe it stays 40-6. Who knows, right? But what if the Eagles kept the starters in and kept going? I mean, would it have been 54-6?
Well, I'll tell you what, it was 55.
Right. I mean, that's a different score. 54-6 is a different score than 40-22.
feels way different.
And I think the reaction would have been very different. And I'm going to give you one more why, in my opinion. And I'm really fascinated where you come down on this today. I think it is some anti-Philly sentiment. I think it is some, you know what, just not a big fan of that town and their fans and their teams. And so I'm just not going to give it to them. They're my theories. You tell me where you stand on this whole thing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.